summertime when the weather is hot. You can stretch right up.
Summertime 2012, and I'm Doug Steffen at 12, wait a minute, 7 after the hour, I was going to say 12 plus. No, not 12. That's mature stuff this morning, Michael. Summertime and the weather is groovy for eating and enjoying summer food, and that's going to be our focus for much of the hour. Phil Lempert is not with us today, but I have in a few minutes lined up Bonnie Presti, who has some advice on those of you who have lots of allergies, on what you can cook and take care of those allergies. You can take care of allergies by cooking the food that's friendly to those of us, because I have them, all kinds of allergies, summertime allergies, you name them, we've got them. So we'll deal with that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, one of the polls this week at DougSteffen.com asked what your favorite summer food is. And so now is an appropriate time for you to share your favorite summer food with us, 800-510-8255. The poll suggested that because so much of the food is so good that it was impossible to pick just one. 22% of you, though, said watermelon was your favorite summer food. 14% of those who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said corn on the cob was the favorite summer food. 9% said tomatoes. 6% said strawberries. 5% said cherries. Now, I have just had a bowl full of cherries. They are yummy. Not necessarily are they all from this part of the world. Many of them are imported. But if you can find some good local cherries, man, are they great. Same thing is true with pretty much everything. Strawberries have had a tough year, especially in the Northeast, because it was so warm so early that a lot of the strawberry plants, they bloomed out and the flowers were on them early. And then the weather got bad again. And the flowers obviously didn't mature, so there are not a lot of farmers, a lot of produce farmers who have fresh strawberries. Most of the strawberries you're seeing around now are from down New Jersey, Delaware, the Delmarva, and south into the Carolinas. There are not a lot of good local strawberries in New England, and if you can find them, they are, wow, expensive. Whew. But they're sure good. As far as corn on the cob is concerned, lots of corn you'll see in the north from areas. The Carolinas have corn now. Pretty soon, I think in the next week or so, again, the Delmarva will have its own corn. Don't get corn till around the 4th of July or after in much of the Northeast. Northeast, including New York State, Ohio, across the upper Midwest, et cetera, et cetera. But as the weather, certainly we've had a lot of early weather, and some areas have got too much rain, some areas not enough. But the corn crop seems to be coming along. That is, the sweet corn crop seems to be coming along quite well. So you have that to look forward to this summer. In the tomato department, if there's too much rain, oftentimes the tomatoes, too much rain when the tomatoes are actually developing. Some have tomatoes. Now, my garden, I have a lot of great spinach, Swiss chard. Let's see, there's lettuce. And some of the, I think summer squash is almost ready. There wasn't a great pea crop this year. I mean, a lot of times from pretty much this point in the year until the frost, I eat mostly out of the garden. So far, again, mostly spinach has been good this year. Yeah, yummy spinach. But if you can do this, now not everybody has the land to do it. I have a friend, this may be an inspiration to you. I think I've told this story on the air in other circumstances. I have a friend who lives in a sort of a downtown area, has a little front lawn, or I should say past tense, had a little front lawn, because she converted the front lawn to a garden. Has a little white picket fence around the garden, and she dug up the lawn and has planted over the years the usual things, tomato, a lot of squashes, some of the things that you can grow fairly easily that don't require a lot of sunlight. And she even had enough to can some vegetables last year. So she's helping me, actually doing pretty much the whole garden here, and has done a delightful job, a wonderful job, by bringing around the things that seem to do well in this kind of soil. So again, you don't need a big plot to do it. And there's something that's so rewarding, so refreshing, so wonderful about seeing your own things grow, watching the seeds mature. Sometimes people start the seeds in their house, They put them on the window ledge in maybe late March, early April, and they watch them. And this guy, you got children. It's a great lesson in how the world works. Show them the little seed, put it in a little bit of dirt, water it, and that's pretty much all you have to do. Sometimes people put little things like Miracle Grow or that sort of thing in it. But you show your daughter or your son or your granddaughter or your grandson this thing growing every day or two. It won't take long for it to pop out, especially if the soil is warm and you put warm water in the soil. Warm water helps the seeds grow more quickly in the warmth. And again, it's you see it grow in the house that you take your children outside and show them you can plant. If you have a flower bed around the house, instead of putting all flowers there, put some vegetables in there. It's just the neatest thing and a wonderful way for you to open your heart and your mind and your body to summertime. It is the first weekend of summer. As I said, Phil Limpert is not available today. We're going to talk with an allergy specialist about allergy-friendly cooking. We'll get some help from Bonnie Priesty in just a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 past the hour. Good Day Weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Bonnie Priesty, who is a nutrition educator. She has degrees from various universities dealing with the kind of expertise that's very helpful to people like me, Bonnie, who do have allergies. Your book is called Allergy Friendly Cooking, a cookbook. And I guess I would want to know, first of all, if this is a result of your own problem. You have allergies to this, that, and every. You know, we all, at this time of year especially, we seem to have more and more allergies. And I wonder if that's how this all gets started.
Well, good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yeah, actually, I ended up, I had a bunch of medical problems, and traditional medicine couldn't figure it out, and I ended up speaking with a nutritionist years ago and found out that I had not specifically food allergies, but some food sensitivities or intolerances.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference. You know, the food allergy is, you know, the kid who has a peanut allergy, and if they touch some peanuts, they know, go into, you know, their face swells up and go into shock and that type of thing. And there are people who have true food allergies, but then there's a lot of people, actually quite a few more people in our population, that have food sensitivities, and those become more of an autoimmune
type of response. Right, so would we describe those as Celiac, we were talking with the doctor in the last hour about celiac disease and some of the things that are now presenting themselves that make it seem like when you have celiac, you can almost feel like you're having a heart attack if you got a bad problem with it, gluten intolerance, that sort of thing. Isn't that the most popular, maybe popular is not, the most
prevalent?
Yeah, among those who are concerned about the things they need to eat or stay away from.
Yes, celiac is, I don't know if the doctor had mentioned it during his discussion, but one in about in 100 is the incidence of celiac disease. But there's about 35 to 40% of the population that have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And that's why there are so many gluten-free products coming out on the market right now, because it is so prevalent. And not only does it cause issues in the gut, but it affects every single organ in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have everything from headaches to rashes to stomach issues to, you know, chronic pain, and all related to ingesting gluten.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is normally here with me, but he's not available this morning. And if he were here, he'd be talking about his favorite thing. When it comes to foods, it's always the taste. It's always what drives people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen and heard, as a matter of fact, I bought a lot of gluten-free stuff, and it doesn't taste good at all. It's usually pretty horrible. And so sometimes I just opt to have the discomfort of what happens when I eat food.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But now you've come up with this cookbook that seems to try to get around that.
Right. I just finished my breakfast before you call, and I had a piece of my gluten-free bread. I have my own bread machine. I make all the different, non-traditional flours and seeds, and make it a high-protein, high-fiber type of bread whenever I want, because you're right, there's a lot of products out there that the packaging tastes better than what's inside. And
yeah, that's true.
And the other thing, you know, that you have to think about is the cost that you're paying for some of these foods that taste so awful.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes very, ineffective. So, I mean, I always counsel my patients anyway to do as much natural, unprocessed, unpackaged foods as possible, to go back to whole foods. People don't really need the grains in their diet that much anyway. And
see, that's interesting. There's so much conflicting testimony, if you will. Some say it's kind of like the latest thing on fish oil. Some people say, yeah, you got to have it. Other people say, no, stay away from it. And so you go round and round. You don't know who to believe, Bonnie.
You don't. And the thing is, though, I see, thousands of people through the years, and I watch what happens clinically. And so I try not to latch onto a fad, but rather look what's happening in front of me, the patient sitting in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that we know pretty certainly is that gluten is inflammatory to the body, just like dairy is inflammatory to the body. And if we can get rid of the flames, then we can calm down.
Well, anything that's a problem in your body, it's always caused by inflammation. By definition, any problem that you have is always because it's an inflammation. It doesn't make any difference really what it is. I happen, by coincidence, I happen to be a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so whenever anybody brings up the business about dairy, I'm not defensive, because I think there are people who have a normal intolerance to lactose.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing is, I sell raw milk on my farm, and people who have lactose intolerance don't have it. 99% of the time, lactose intolerance is because it's not about the milk, it's about the processing that the milk goes through. Let's talk more in a few moments about other things that people are allergic to, and let's get into some of the real things that we can do to cook up a storm that's delightful for great food if you have allergies.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie. Let's see if we can get to some nitty gritty recipes here. If you're allergic to gluten, soy, to eggs, to milk, we have the person here to help you. Bonnie Presti has written a book called Allergy Friendly Cooking. This is really good, delicious, healthful, health-y substitutions probably are the way to get around this. Understanding what you use in a recipe. So you have suggestions on where to shop and what to shop for, Bonnie?
Sure. Yeah, there's a number of places you can shop. I don't know exactly what you have in your area, but everything, from Safeways to Trader Joe's to Publix to Whole Foods now are carrying a wide variety of products that are catering to people who have food sensitivities. But, people, when they come to me, think, I've literally had patients crying in my office saying, well, you're telling me I can't have gluten and I can't have dairy. What am I supposed to eat now?
Yeah. Well, you're right. Most of the aisles I go up and down, I'm in Whole Foods, I have Trader Joe's here, and some of the regular conventional supermarkets around the country, I think, as well, are interested in trying to, you see pancake mix, for example, or cake mix, or things like that that you can use. So what's the yummiest thing you've ever created?
The yummiest thing,
given the fact that we have allergy, you're looking to avoid making or creating a problem with allergies.
One of the things that I love my bread. I have to say,
I got that.
Better than any bread in the market.
Yeah, it sounds like you like it. Yeah.
And aside from that, if you know any type of ethnic cooking, pad thai is a Thai food, which is a noodle dish. And it has, again, if somebody has a peanut allergy, it wouldn't be good because there is some peanut in it. Mm. But it's made with all fresh, natural ingredients. I like to use organic meats or chickens whenever possible. So I can put some organic chicken in there. Or I can change it up and put shrimp instead. There's so many wonderful things to make. One of the things that I love making, and it's all fresh, is called a mineral broth. And that is essentially taking a lot of different vegetables and some kombu, which is a sea vegetable, sometimes some yeast, or some flax, ground flax seed, and you simmer it for several hours. And what you end up with is a broth that is so rich and full of every single vitamin and mineral you need. And I have sometimes patients with cancer, you know, drinking that frequently. Rebecca Katz is a great one who has cancer recipes, by the way, recipes for people with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And these types of things are so natural and easy to make. You're buying real food and getting the most out of it, all the vitamins. You know, people don't know how to cook vegetables. All you have to do is take a bunch of kale and steam it for 5 minutes, put a little dab of coconut oil on
it. We're so used to going out, and we waste all this money and time doing it. There's some great, great, great recipes. I would direct you to thesensitivediner.com. That's Bonnie's website, thesensitivediner, all one word, .com, where you can find some of these great recipes, some of the substitutions, the encouragement to grow things or buy healthy things and put them in your cooking. Bonnie Presti, thank you for being here. Again, it's thesensitivediner.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment, a most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't forget to cook up the, well, I guess cooking up is only a few of the things. You can do all kinds of things. When you go to the supermarketguru.com's website, the daily news flash there, hits and misses that Phil is recommending or, well, recommends you stay or go to it or stay away from it. But Phil's the key to lots of great information about what to buy and how to cook. SupermarketGuru.com, the expert that no one argues with, best in the country. Coming up next, a discussion on food and dining with our friend.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To focus on your cooking, 33 after the hour now on Good Day. In this spot on Fridays, getting ready for the weekend, Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us. He is, you're packing to move, right?
Yes.
So what are you finding?
I'm surrounded by boxes.
Yeah, all right. So you're moving and you have all those cooking. Louis has been a chef, professional restaurant rehabilitator. That you can put on your card. Right?
Yeah.
I like, you're the restaurant rehabilitator, and as such, goes around, especially the southwest, southeastern part of the country, restaurants, fixes their menu, tells them how to do things that will work, and is very successful in that, has great ideas about cooking, and thus his presence here to give you ideas that are not useless, that are worthwhile. So I don't understand what you put in 14 boxes. What in the heck
please.
Do you have for cooking tools that would fit? Yeah, I mean, how many?
So you're moving, and you've packed up your kitchen, and you have 14 boxes of just cooking utensils.
That's not the kitchen. That's just my work. I have a separate kitchen in this house. It was a pantry that I do my work in. And I ended up with 14 boxes. I would have had 17 boxes, but I threw three boxes of just useless stuff out that I can't believe I acquired over the years.
It happens, isn't it? Ugh.
Oh, God. Again, for these gadgets and tools that I just had to say, I have to tell everybody, don't ever buy one because it's such a waste of time.
Okay, so what was the biggest junker? What was the thing that you looked at most and went, what was I thinking when I bought this?
Well, you know, a lot of these I didn't buy. A lot of these are gadgets that companies have given me with their name on it and stuff. And I think the worst mistake I ever had was keeping a couple of different size food processors. You know, they come in all sizes. I have a big one. You know, it's a 2-quart cup type. And that one there, you can do everything from julienne. You can slice carrots, vegetables, make coleslaw. You can even make bread dough in a big one like that. But you don't even have to pull the mixer out.
So I have the same thing. I have the big one, and then I have a couple of the little choppy ones.
So all they do is chop. I mean, go buy a knife. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And they just take up spaces.
You know, and I find, I was just about to make the case that, you know, the nice one is small for the small jobs, but, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about it. I never use either one of them. I always use the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the little one you have to clean anyway, so you might as well clean the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like my dad years ago fell in love with those blooming onions. So they actually had a kit for that.
Yes.
I've seen the kit. Yeah. Yeah.
Why did the kit, how did that work?
Yeah, I used it once for him. I said, here, let's try this. And all it did was it's got this little press that cores the center of the onion out. And then it looks like one of those egg slicers that slices down the onion halfway so that it opens up so you can, you know, put your batter on it and deep fry it. And once again, just use a good knife.
Right.
You really don't have to go through the steps, because the problem with a lot of these little tools are you have to wash them, and they're such a pain.
Yeah,
they're all little crooks and crannies and crevices. Yeah,
oh,
this is
yeah.
Very worthwhile. Those of you take note who are going out to buy something special, Louis's going to run through the tools, the only ones that you really need to be successful. So far, we got a knife.
I'm sitting here right now thinking, Louis, I have two large colanders, a metal one, okay, and then a kind of like an elongate, an oval plastic one.
Right.
I can't wait to get home and throw the plastic one out.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking about it. Every time I have to pull both of them out, take one, put both of them back, and then I have all these little screen-type colanders for different jobs and everything. I must have eight of those. I cannot wait to get home and throw six of them out.
There you go. Richie's going to... Why don't you give them to somebody?
A friend of mine down the... five doors down, he's an associate pastor at a church, and they do this thing called apartment in a box, and they take donations. And when battered wives or homeless people, they set them up in a new apartment.
And beat up other people, just give them this.
Right. They just build the whole kitchen.
All right. So we have continuing, this is like the Doug Steffen continuing coverage of what to throw out of your kitchen in a matter of moments. Chef Louis DeAngelis with us on Good Day at 22 before the hour.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about Dancing with the Stars. Now, we all know that show. Many of us love that show, and we see those marvelous performances. But you know what? I do not pay attention to the performance. I do pay attention to the rehearsal, because each and every week, every one of those contestants say, I can't do this. It is too hard. I'm never going to be successful. These moves are absolutely ridiculous for me. And then all of a sudden, they go out on the stage after they mentally control themselves, after they get the training that they need, and they perform marvelously. We need to take a lesson from that. We need to understand that each and every time that we're on rehearsal, we're going to get there and we're going to be successful. We're going to perform. We're going to be wonderful. Take a lesson. Take a clue from everything that goes on with Dance with the Stars. Rehearse, perform, excel, be a champion, and win. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjust the rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal Housing Lender. License now 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Coming up on 42 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day, we're talking to our friend Chef Louie, who is in the process of moving and is packing up his kitchen. And we're talking about the most useless and the most necessary kitchen utensils in your kitchen. What to throw away and what to absolutely keep. So, Louie, we were just sitting there. I mean, we were in the break going, oh, I hate this. I hate this. I love this. I can't live without this. But let's finish up on just a couple more things on what to throw away that's absolutely useless.
Egg separator. That's what we were laughing about.
Stupid.
That's the silly thing to go buy.
Okay.
Garlic peelers.
Garlic peelers. Right.
Garlic what? What is
a garlic peeler?
Garlic peeler.
I take my knife, I take the flat side of my knife, not the pointy side, and just boom,
and boom.
Yeah, and it comes right off.
I just use the palm of my hand. I just bang it one time, and out it comes.
You're like the font. Like,
all right, so now let's get to, before we leave there, I have next to my stove, I have two kind of round Italian-looking pitchers, like water pitchers.
P-I-T-C-H-E-R, not pitchers.
One is filled with wooden spoons and spatulas, and the other one is filled with plastic spoons and spatulas. I could probably get half of those. I probably use half of them. But my favorite thing that I ever use in the kitchen, these are my two favorite things I use in the kitchen, a nice pair of tongs. And a nice flat wooden spoon.
I'm totally into tongs.
I probably use those two tools more than anything in my kitchen.
Hey, Louie.
Well, the tong is great because you don't want to take a fork or a large carving fork when you're turning meat. And I see it often, you know, people just stab it and pick it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Instead of using the tongs.
I use them on the grill.
What happens?
Does
it hurt the, animal if you stab it?
It lets the juice out.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because you're making it, you make another avenue for the juice to come out.
All right.
I get you. Let the juice out.
Right. So, Louie, what should we absolutely keep in the kitchen? What are the
The number one tool is a good mixer. I've got two different mixers that I use constantly. You know, a good mixer. I got a big KitchenAid, I got a big DeLonghi, and I love those.
Why do you have two?
Well, the KitchenAid has a certain speed to it that I like, mm-hmm. and the DeLonghi has a lot more torque.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm making, you know, more than 2 or 3 pounds of bread dough at a time, I'll use the DeLonghi because it's just got more torque to it. You know, it's just preference with me. I'm able to realize the difference between them. So I'm a little bit anal, I guess, when it comes to those things.
Hey, let me derail you here just for a second. Then, when you talk about your pots and pans, you know, everybody goes with the nonstick, with the Teflon coating.
Oh no, horrible!
All that kind of stuff. And horrible. You and I were just talking about how I'm looking for a nice iron skillet.
Yeah, I think Roberta had the greatest idea in the world to buy them. I have a whole set. My movers hate me because this box with my fry pans and my pots probably weighs 150 pounds.
Right.
And they're old cast iron. That's all I use is cast iron. I have one stainless for certain things that I use, like for souffles or something. You know, I mean, for omelets. But the rest of it is all heavy-duty cast iron.
Why did they go to nonstick? Apparently, you know, how do you do an egg in cast iron?
Oh, if it's seasoned right, nothing will stick to it. Right, Roberta?
Absolutely. Nothing will stick to it. The thing is, you don't wash them with soap. You just kind of wipe them down.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, the little broom, the little hand broom. It looks like a little broom. It's straw bristles. And you scrub it with that. And then once a month, I put a little oil in them. I rub them down. I put them in the oven for a couple of hours at 400.
Okay.
Let them burn away.
And so I can throw away all my Teflon pans.
You know what? You've ingested half of that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yum.
If you need something nonstick, try the new ceramic pans.
Oh, I bought a ceramic knife, and I'm in love with it.
Yeah, the ceramic pans are fabulous, and you don't.
Is that the green pan?
Yes. Yeah.
So those everybody likes,
but they have to say ceramic. The inside has to be ceramic.
Can't say the diamond dust one. Throw that one away.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. All those ones that are the TV ones that they sell, if you ever go to pick one up, they weigh about 2 ounces. There's no weight to them at all. And after they heat up one time, I don't care how careful you are to not put cold water in them, you know, to let them cool down right, they end up with a hump in the center of them. They all end up
warping.
And you can't warp a cast iron pan. They just stay flat, and it's great.
The other thing is the Teflon that is part of these other pans. There are two reasons not to use a metallic pan that you're describing, in a sense. The Teflon that really doesn't stick when you wash. Some people make the mistake, and this is with non-Teflon steel or stainless steel pans, same thing. When you're cleaning them often, you are rubbing the surface to loosen the dirt that's stuck to it, and that loosens the Teflon. It also loosens the metallic composition, and that stuff stays in there. You don't wash it. So there are many people who have theorized with some degree of credibility this is one of the causes of Alzheimer's. Getting this metal into your system, metal is what plugs up everything in your brain. So if you're not interested in getting Alzheimer's or dementia or having problems with your brain and get older, stay away from these metallic the things that you can change, which you clean them with a brush or scour pad or whatever it is. There's flakes that come loose there sometimes stay in the pan, and you don't want to be anywhere near that. So, all right, great help, Louis. You're always a wonderful help. You're a blessing. We're happy to have you here. Chef Louis DeAngelis here on Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn. And spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basic. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is on food, shopping for food, preparing food. The supermarket guru is Phil Lempert. He, unfortunately, not around, not available today. Most of you know a lot about Phil. If you don't, for past 25 or 30 years, he has been analyzing for consumers marketing trends in food, foodstuffs, new products, the changing landscape, how things have changed too, haven't they? How many of you grew up like I did around the A&P? The A&P store. And they don't exist any longer. Look at what it's become, just like all the other big businesses. One big company buys a medium-sized company, they get bigger. There are, what, a half a dozen? Maybe a half a dozen well-known supermarket chains in the whole country, right? I'm talking about the sort of mainstay, the staple, the Albertsons, the Publix, the Stop and Shops, the Ralphs, the Vaughns, that, and they're through the Midwest. Maybe there's more than that. Maybe there's a dozen. But there are lots of of things to study, and Phil has made a career out of that. He's frequently seen on the Today Show, on Good Morning America, on The View. He has PBS specials on all the time, and he is extraordinarily helpful when it comes to introducing new products. I remember seeing him once on The Oprah Show, and he was talking about some new kind of quirky little product. He's there to guide you, and I would suggest that you go to his website, supermarketguru.com, and find out as much as you can about the new products. Sign up for his hits and misses. Go straight to your inbox every single week. Supermarketguru, all one word, .com. Earlier in the hour, we were talking to Bonnie Presti, who has great advice for those of you who like to cook. And interestingly enough, along with the focus, the movement, the re-interest, resurgence, if you will, in local foods, the locavore movement, which really brings a lot of you into the farmers markets, or going to find the local farmers, buying produce, buying your milk, doing as much as you can to keep your family healthy. I know on my farm, I have a dairy farm, I sell raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. And I'm continually amazed at the health, the way people have, who are interested in their bodies and their health and physical well-being, how they are about the business of going way out of their way to make sure they're getting the foods that they want. There are people who come to my store from 40, 45 miles away, some even further than that. They're happy to come to get the raw milk because they know it is the best for them, and it is. If it's properly prepared and watched and treated, there's nothing better. Anyway, we are addressing the needs of people who have allergies, and so if you have a soy allergy or you got an egg, a milk allergy, gluten allergy, I would advise you to check out this book that this lady has written on allergy-friendly cooking. TheNativeDiner.com is her web address, TheNativeDiner.com. One of the things that people send along email, you can do that certainly, Doug@DougStephan.com or Phil@SupermarketGuru.com. We were talking about the local foods that are grown around where I am, the common foods. But then there are other people who are working at growing things that are unique, like beans. I don't mean the kind of beans. I have lima beans in my garden. Sometimes I have string beans and, you know, regular kind of green beans. But how many of you have ever tried to grow the beans that are used in bake beans? These are brown and black beans. I know that they're growable in most areas, but I think it takes a special kind to grow a black zebra or a red lima bean. Some of these other beans that you see, I found yesterday when I was shopping, and this is what brought me around to thinking about this, a chocolate-covered bean. The chocolate, you know, there's chocolate around everything these days. Chocolate nuts, right? Chocolate-covered fruit, that's nothing new. But now there are chocolate-covered beans, and you can get them more in the Southwest than you can anywhere else. I'm just noticing in passing that some of these, some of the Indians, some of the Native Americans around Youngville, California, for example, are growing these things. They're heirloom beans, mostly Mexican beans. They are considered sometimes hot beans. So I'm trying to imagine in my mind, because I've never tasted them, what a hot bean would taste like in either dark chocolate or milk chocolate. Something to think about, right? When you go shopping, yeah, this is the kind of thing you'd find in a Trader Joe's, I think, or maybe a specialty store, but worth thinking about. Good dessert for a poached salmon with just really fresh lettuce and tomatoes and onions. What a great meal, and follow off with chocolate-covered beans. How's that for an idea? Lots of ideas here. Good day weekend at 59 past the hour.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and
Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.